You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Honey.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about family vacations.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say regular vacations. You want us to talk about taking kids along?
Well, we have gotten a few requests to please get into how we approach taking small humans on vacation.
All right, fine.
Buckle up.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 15 years.
And we have 4 kids.
That's like 1,000 kids.
We've been foster parents to 4 kids as well.
And we're running a business together.
That's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things.
But we know that it's possible to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we get through all the things,
this is Rise Together. They want us to talk about how we vacation with children.
We don't. We take trips with our children. We vacation together.
Touche. Any parent knows that traveling with your kids is not a vacation.
It's not to say that I don't look forward to those trips, because I do. I just don't relax when I'm on them, because it's not so much about relaxing as it is about
creating a beautiful family memory.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
Something worse.
Feels true.
This is where you send your emails if you want to complain about me not liking hanging out with my kids on trips.
Well, they're definitely, let's start here. There are 2 kinds of parents. The kinds of parents who love traveling with their kids.
We have a sister-in-law.
Our sister-in-law.
Kirsten, Kiki. You are the winner.
Kiki.
She honestly, like, I wish I had some of that.
I do too.
She's so excited about the activities and the trips and the traveling.
She'd take our kids. She'd take your kids.
I'm ready to have them taken.
She loves it. She looks forward to it. It lights her heart on fire.
Yeah.
We love traveling with our, like, we love a family vacation. But because we have to? Like, I'm Ron Burgundy?
Because they'll learn on these trips?
No, I mean, I'm thinking, like, when we know, oh, we're going on vacation, like, I'm excited, but it's going to be work. Here's what I would say. If you are considering traveling on a trip with your kids for the first time, just don't think that this is your relaxing vacation. I guess unless, well, we don't know. Maybe if you have teenagers, it's relaxing. I don't know.
Yeah, if you have a 2-year-old.
It's not relaxing.
It's not relaxing with a 2-year-old.
It's actually worse than just staying home.
We recently went on a trip and didn't bring the 2-year-old. Because we were trying to give the boys a little bit of a special treat.
Well, we took a whole family trip over the holidays.
We did.
To Hawaii.
Your favorite place on earth.
Favorite place on earth. And then we took a spring break trip with our school age children. And we left the 2-year-old with a babysitter so that we could just devote time to the boys.
Yep.
And we did have beautiful memories on that trip with them that we wouldn't have had if we had, like, we couldn't have done those things if we had a 2-year-old with us.
That's right. And guess what? We got an update basically 4 times a day. Noah she was left, living her yes, best life. She went to a zoo. She went to a tea party. Yep. She saw a duck.
She saw a goose.
Oh, it was a goose.
Yeah. But so if you are the kind of person who's totally turned off by people complaining about having to travel with their kids, this is not the podcast episode for you. You've been warned. So we did actually write down 4 things that we felt like are our best advice if you are considering traveling with your children this summer.
Number one, I can't read the writing. Oh, it's okay. Upside down.
I thought
down
we were
going to
make
here.
A joke. Okay. So the first thing that we feel like is most important.
Can
is,
I say, originally when we were like brainstorming these ideas, this idea, hey, the team is saying that there's a lot of people asking questions about how to travel with your kids. I said, let's make a 40-second long podcast episode that just says, don't do it.
But if you must, the first thing we would suggest is front loading.
Yes.
Honey, will you explain what front loading means?
Front loading is managing the expectations of the humans you are traveling with so that they're really, really aware of how long it's going to take to get to the airport, how long the flight is, whether they have entertainment on the flight.
What snacks are available to them?
Yep. And once you start the vacation, especially if you find yourself as someone who has at any time been codependent-ish with your kids, making sure that there's clarity on what they'll be doing to entertain themselves and when those blocks of time happen and when you'll be playing in a sandcastle contest with them or whatever it might be. But for me, when I've left it open-ended, there is an expectation that we are doing a 6-day contest. And it takes
a 6-day playing all day.
And, all day.
Dave and I trip out because we're thinking of when we're little kids and our parents, I mean, we did not have the money for vacation. So I'm using the term vacation loosely. But let's say we all piled in the station wagon and we drove 16 hours to get to my uncle's house in the mountains. There was no, and now mom and dad shall entertain you for 14 hours a day. It was, we brought you somewhere cool.
Go play.
Go play.
Go play.
And our kids were like, we brought you to a place with a beach and a pool, and there's a unicorn you can ride. And they're like, I want to play Uno. And I'm like, we can play Uno at home, son. Go ride the unicorn. Come on. What else do you need?
Also,
somewhere someone's crying, being like, they just want to spend time with you. Our kids get more one-on-one time, more group time. They are covered.
They're good.
Are covered and smothered.
Do you remember, like, sorry, this isn't the point of front loading, but my dad had a truck.
A dually.
A dually, which is, I think, the way that the kids were calling, like, 2 doors in the front, 4 wheels in the back. It was a big old truck.
You know
truck.
How I know what it's called?
How do you know?
Because my dad had one, too.
Your dad had a dually, too?
Of course he did.
What if we had the same dually? We just didn't know each other yet.
Was it yellow?
It was. No. A yellow Ford dually?
Yes. How weird.
How weird.
Maybe they only made one kind in that era?
Maybe we were like destined to know each other.
You think we passed on the freeway?
Totally. But my point of this very important dually conversation is we went on vacation in that truck. My parents had 4 kids. Like, 18 months apart. We're all very kind of close in age. And so my dad would throw a mattress in the back of a dually.
In the cab.
And it was like, all right, we're going to Yellowstone. You're like, oh, we're going to Yellowstone. in a truck.
Yeah.
With a mattress in the back.
In the back. Like it was covered. We should emphasize.
Oh, yeah. It was covered with a camper shell that if you were to flip over would kill you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at least you did have some protection from the wind. Unless, did you have the kind that we had where if you wanted to talk to the people in the truck, you had to open the windows of the shell.
Yeah.
Then you got a small crack of air. Then you got to open the window of the actual truck.
Oh,
that's I had to go through a wind tunnel.
No, we had.
So then you're like screaming, like, I have to go to the bathroom, and they're like, hold it. Three in a McDonald's cup.
We had three boys and one girl. There was a jar in the back.
For
the road trip.
Our kids don't even know.
Also,
they don't even know.
I mean, I'm all about car safety, but like, we drove thousands of miles
100%,
without a seatbelt on
100%.
In the back of a truck.
When we moved up, when we upgraded to a minivan, like the Chrysler OG 1990 minivan.
Oh yeah.
We pulled the seats out of the back of that and then put the mattress down there. That's we rolled.
You were committed
to mattress.
To highway unsafety.
100%.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So our parents never had to front load anything because we would never have assumed that we would be entertained once we arrived at our destination.
Yeah.
Our children, because we do play cards and watch movies and do all these things. And I'm super down for that in the evenings on vacation and in the mornings on vacation. But if it's the afternoon and we're at a pool or a beach or whatever, mommy and daddy are going to lay here.
Live your best life, son.
We're gonna read our books and you are going to splash around in this pool, brother.
You know what it is? We grew up in an era where come back home when the streetlights come on was a thing.
True.
So we had just like day-to-day combat training of the tough
how
streets.
How to live.
Right? Get out on that Schwinn. Don't get arrested.
My gosh.
Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
And be back when the streetlight comes on. Here, now, at our house, everything's moderated.
Yeah.
Everything is curated by us, the cruise directors.
Yeah, we're afraid.
Come
we're
on.
Afraid of something happening.
Yeah,
we live on
happen.
Land. We're like, don't get attacked by a deer. That's you can't go play till the streetlights. What if the deer pack attacks you?
The biggest first takeaway is front load your
humans. We learned this the hard way in that we would go on these vacations, then we're getting miserable or we're ticked off because our kids are expecting to be entertained the whole time. And so we learned that if we told them in advance how to expect it, like we're going to have breakfast together and then from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. we're all going to lay by the pool. And while we're by the pool, you can do one of these 10 things. And mom and dad are going to do this and we can hang out together and you can hang out with us. Like our oldest is not, he's like me. He doesn't like sun. He gets sunburned easily. So Jackson and I on vacation will play 9,000 hands of speed. We play solitaire together, which you don't think you can do, but you can totally do.
It's a one-player
game. We play a lot of games together in the shade. So my thing is, if you want to hang out with me doing what I want to do, we're great. But if you're expecting me to go do your thing with you, that's where we're going to run into some trouble.
Yeah. On our trip with the boys, the activity in the ocean was the thing that, like, at the beginning, I was like, this is rad. How fun. And then, like, 4.5 hours later, I got swimmer's ear. I'm totally sunburned, and I haven't seen you all day.
Swimmer's ear. That's because I'm in the shade playing solitaire. So our number one tip is
front loading.
The second tip that we have for you is thinking of your vacation in terms of time for you, time for them, time for us.
So time for you, like individually.
Yes.
Carving out an opportunity for you to walk away from the humans you are traveling with and recharge.
By yourself.
By yourself. Could be a walk on the beach. It could be a walk in the park. It could be a massage. It could, right? Could be
working
anything.
Working out at the gym.
But this is something that is meant to have you refreshed also. And if you aren't planning time for you to get a little bit of time to refuel, you're not going to come back refueled at all.
And just, and we think it's as simple as just having some time alone to do whatever. Like, I love, one of my favorite things in the whole world is drinking coffee in the morning while looking at a body of water. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Ocean, beach, lake, whatever. It's one of my favorite things. So a lot of times on vacation for me, it's about I'll get up early or I'll go down to the main lobby and sit, just all have time away from the noise and the chaos of the kids. And we really respect that for each other is, hey, this is my time. And then maybe Dave's going to go to the gym for an hour and that's his time. But making sure that you get you time on a trip, if possible.
It's, I mean, like when you've actually planned it out, it is the like guilt-free relief. Like I struggle a little bit with me time generally, but when we're on vacation and we've agreed, hey, go do this thing. Oh, I indulge in that time away.
And I'm so happy for you to have alone time because I know that then I later am getting my alone time. So I'm like, live it up, brother.
Yep. All right. So then time for them, your activities, your entertaining as a family.
What are you doing as a family? Yep. And I think this works best if you, in the past, we would pick stuff that our kids would love, but that we were like super bored or miserable or whatever. And you do it because it makes them happy. But I think that if you choose something that the entire family really would love, that's when you just have these memories. Like we just, when we went to Mexico, we went to Cirque du Soleil, which I'm going to go ahead and say Cirque du Soleil is expensive as heck. So I know that it's not something everyone can do, but our kids had never been to Cirque du Soleil. And so we decided to splurge and we take the whole family. It was magic.
Yeah.
Those tickets were worth, I've never seen the kids react to anything like that in their lives.
Yeah.
And we thought it was so fun because we were entertained and having a good time. But oh my gosh, was it just, they've never seen acrobats. They've never seen any of those things. Their eyes were lit up. They were nervous. They were excited. They were giggling. Like, it was so special. And it was something that everybody in the family loved.
You know what was fun about that night too? Randomly, we got there early.
Yeah.
And we had maybe an hour and a half of time we had to get through before the show started. And so we sat on a patio and opened an app.
Heads Up.
Called Heads Up.
Yeah. If you guys don't have this app and you have kids, you need to get it. This is not an ad.
Yeah.
And it should be. We could do ads for Heads Up.
Yeah, I like Heads Up. Anyway, it was just like a really fun game that every person in the family gets. It's, you know, like not the most complicated thing, but like find a game that regardless of age, everyone can jump in and play. It was so much fun.
We play charades a lot in our family because it's something that the 12-year-old loves and it's something that the 6-year-old loves and it's something that the 2-year-old can laugh at. So we are big on family games for sure. But we did have a lot of fun that night. The other thing that we did Surprisingly, that was a little bit of a challenge to them. We're staying at this resort, and oftentimes when you're at a resort in anywhere, but for sure Mexico, it's not necessarily super easy to take three kids out to dinner somewhere besides the hotel that you're at. But by, I think, our third night, which was our last night, we were just like, we cannot eat at this restaurant one more time.
Yeah.
But we couldn't find anywhere else to go. And so we went to the fancy restaurant at our hotel. And it was hilarious because it was the kind of place where you had to wear, the guys had to wear pants.
Covered toed
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, it was like, it was fancy.
A collared shirt.
And we walk in. And both Both Dave and I were like, oh, shoot. Because we didn't realize it's super fancy. It's like candlelit dinner. People are dressed really nice. And Fort Hollis has cargo pants on with like like camouflage cargo pants. So we're like, oh, no. And we sit down at this table. It's a round table. And it's like all this silverware, all of this glassware. And the boys are like, their eyes are bigger than dinner plates because they're like, where are we? And we're thinking, this is going to be awful. And I'm also thinking, okay, well, we could give them devices. And we are, hey, guess what? If you're at like a five-star dining restaurant and you don't, you accidentally ended up there with a 12, 10, and 6-year-old boy and you don't want to annoy the other patrons, you're going to consider some iPod time.
Yep.
So we sit down, and shockingly, they thought it was so cool to be at a fancy restaurant, and it was such a special dinner, and they were so engaged. We talked. The five of us talked for like 3 hours.
And they tried stuff that they would have never
ever
tried.
They tried so many things. It was amazing. And three separate older parents, which shout out, everybody needs to do this, at separate tables throughout the night and just said, you have the most well-behaved children.
That was
we
so
have
nice.
Never, this is so, and they were all people whose kids were older. And A, if you see parents whose kids are behaving, we need that to be our new thing that we do.
Yeah.
Because it made us feel like $1 million. And two, I swear to you, I will have that memory of that dinner for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, it was so special, surprisingly special, that they like elevated themselves in maturity to handle where they were at.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of them. But we also had fun.
It is interesting though, like interrupting their normally scheduled programming with something like that. Because it was exactly what you're saying. The environment brought out their best version. And I didn't even know they could be as mature as they were, but because of the guy playing piano in the corner and all of the people, you know, sitting around who were having a refined, proper set of conversations, they decided to also sit up and be proper themselves. It was rad.
So time for you. Time for them, and then time for us, which is time for us as a couple. This kind of goes into our next point that we feel like is really essential, is planning for some kind of childcare on your vacation.
I get like you're going on a family vacation and you're talking about childcare, and the answer is yeah.
Yeah.
Because when it's time for Rachel and I to also have an experience on the vacation that's about
connection.
Being really, really intentional on growing this exceptional relationship of ours, we have to take a break from being on vacation with the kids, who, by the way, are going to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're leaving them necessarily, but especially when we've traveled with Noah.
Yeah.
When you have a baby that's three or under.
Yeah, we'll usually bring a sister, we'll bring my niece,
yep.
We'll bring someone, we'll be like, hello, we are going to give you a free vacation all expenses paid if you will come and be an extra set of hands. If you got a grandma, if you got someone that you can make that happen, that makes all the difference in the world. Plenty of times we haven't been able to have someone come with us, and then we are specifically choosing a hotel that is for families.
Yeah.
So
they've got a kids club.
Yeah, they've got a kids club. Like, hey, it could be during the day. Like, they're going to go to the kids club for 2 hours and do a craft. They're going to make a volcano in the kids club, and we're going to use that time to go have a lunch date. Like, it doesn't need to be some nighttime thing.
Yep.
But if you go to a family friendly place, they have pre-approved people. We love, I swear this is not an ad. We've been to the Alani in Hawaii so many times. It's a Disney property. And so we were able to go there years ago because Dave worked for Disney. And we have just loved it ever since. It's one of our favorite places. And I'm sure there are other places that have great kids clubs, but that one is beyond.
It's beyond.
And your kids are like begging to go to the kids club. And then it's amazing because now you get 2 hours by the pool together and the kids are having so much fun and you're having so much fun. That's the dream. But just making time that you have time for you, time for you all as a family, and then time for you as a couple if you're a couple.
And I will say too, like, one of the things that was, I think, a special blessing in this last trip, you had dedicated one-on-one time with Jackson mm-hmm. for certain points. I took Sawyer on an individual, like, breakaway moment, getting a little bit of, like, if you have more than one child, one-on-one time between a single parent and a single child is so life-giving to that kid. And you get to see the best version of them because they're not competing for attention or trying to, competing for attention is kind of the thing. And
yeah,
it's like the thing in our family.
We don't always talk about this a ton, but just this parenting note that I would say is a big one for anyone who has multiple kids is just making sure you're getting alone time with each child.
Yeah.
Because it's so important for that bond that you have individually. But I also, that's when the boys tell me stuff that they haven't told me. Like, Jackson told me the other day, I hate middle school. Jackson told me the other day that his like best friend in middle school decided they're not best friends anymore. So he just like cut him off, which obviously is very hurtful and sad and hard for him. But I had talked to him many times around the dinner table, whatever, and he hadn't told us that. And it wasn't until we were alone that he was like, oh, mommy, so-and-so did this. And he shared that hurt with me that he hadn't in group setting or with me and Dave. So having that alone time is so important for them to be able to have a confidant to talk to.
Yeah. Safe space.
The other thing we feel like is really important is planning the trip to the place. Meaning, we've had some really bad experiences with kids on airplanes. Our kids, not strangers' kids. Our kids on airplanes. Yep. We've made some mistakes.
The first thing is, if you're going to be traveling for a length of time and can stomach the idea of letting your kids look at screens, and if you aren't there, get there. It'll change your experience. Pre-loading, downloading content so that if you are flying over a body of water and you don't have internet yep. for 6-7 hours,
yep.
if you are driving in the car and you hit a patch in the mountains that doesn't have internet, you still have something that can allow them to keep themselves occupied. Snacks.
We took the kids. This was when Ford was a baby and he was just potty training. So 2.5, 3 years old. And y'all, I had spent weeks prepping the airplane backpacks, meaning each kid gets their own curated airplane backpack with fun toys they've never played before. I read all the Pinterest things. We're ready to go. We are so ordered. It was the best packing job of my life. Suitcases, backpacks, the whole deal. We go to get on the plane. I don't even know how this is possible. We accidentally check the diaper bag.
That's right.
We checked the diaper bag. So now we have a 2.5, 3-year-old little boy who is on a 5-hour flight to Hawaii in a pull-up. In a pull-up.
Bless.
And we're just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Dave literally walks the entire plane because he's like, the baby doesn't even have to be the same size as him. We can get it like a newborn baby's diaper and shove it down his pants. Like, it'll absorb. Like, we're just trying to figure out anything. There is not one other kid on the plane in diapers. Not one. And at some point, Ford starts peeing like any kid can in a pull-up. Because we were in turbulence and he couldn't get up to go to the bathroom. And he pees all over Dave.
Yep.
Just urine is flowing deep and wide. The fountain flowing deep and wide. And we still have like 2.5 hours. We're just like, we are so stupid. It's hard to be this dumb, but we are. And now we just are so crazy about what are we missing? What do we need?
Checklist.
Do they have snacks? Do we have things downloaded? Is everything charged? Like, have a plan for how you're going to tackle that.
And no, I mean, if it's a first trip that you're taking, you may not yet know this. If you have any motion sensitive children, because we have two of the three, they have to have Dramamine before we start moving, or it's a nightmare.
Yeah, they're going to absolutely puke all over everything. So.
I gave that to them. You're welcome.
Yeah, you did. Good job, babe. That's our best advice. I mean, I think, can you think of anything else that feels important? Oh, I think it's worth saying we prefer family-friendly hotels to Airbnbs.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have done Airbnbs a couple times. And at least when you have little kids. We've experienced a couple times where we've gotten an Airbnb and then the entire vacation we spend trying to keep our kids from destroying the house of the person we rented a house from. So I know there are lots of families that love Airbnb. We're not those families. Also, judge me. I don't care. Go ahead and judge
Here
me.
Here we go.
I am not fighting for time in my schedule to take a vacation so that I can go to someone else's house and continue to clean and cook for these children. I am not interested in that. If I'm fighting for time in my calendar, I want to go somewhere where someone's like, can I make you some eggs? Yes, you can. Thank you. And I would love some coffee. So I would prefer to stay in a hotel where someone can make me eggs. I don't want to make people eggs.
That's reasonable. I think that's reasonable.
I think so too.
Someone's going to take offense to that, but that's okay.
Oh, well.
They like making eggs more than you.
Yeah, that's true.
One thing I also think, maybe last thing, make your family vacation plans, but then know your couple vacation trip and pencil it in on the old calendar 6 months later, four months later, whatever it is. Because there may be a point in the family vacation where you're like, you know what I need? A vacation. And at least you'll have that thing to look forward to when it's just you and your spouse.
Yeah. We do one family vacation a year, like one big one, and then one big couple vacation a year.
Yeah.
And we plan, we're crazy. We plan stuff out so far in advance. Our schedules are nuts, but it also gives us something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So if you're traveling this summer, you know, leave the kids at home with grandma. But if you have to bring them along, you know,
if you don't have anything nice to say,
Don't say it at all. I hope that people understand that we're trying to be funny and trying to make them laugh.
I think they do.
Or they won't, and they'll write negative reviews. That feels fine.
Yeah,
Thank you for those, Pam.
Don't do that.
I'm sure your kids appreciate all the eggs that you make them from scratch.
And with that, if you like this episode, please take a screenshot and put it up on your social, but do it in a way that then also has you putting up a picture of your last family vacation.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
So that we can, and tag us, Ms. Rachel Hollis, Mr. Dave Hollis, # Rise Together Podcast, and we'll be able to check out where you have been and encourage you
with to travel and to get away and to spend time and make memories, both as a couple and as a family.